This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We have with us lots of things, actually, but Gemma O'Shea and Robert Stryber here from the Tithe Barn Committee. They're here to talk about this really, really important particular building in Landbeach. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. Not only have you brought your lovely selves, but you've also bought a sheaf of long straw, haven't you, as well? Just to give us a picture of exactly what is needed.
We brought it along today. We're raising awareness of our Sponsor a Sheaf campaign. So we need to raise the funds to restore the tithe barn. It's a beautiful, unique tithe barn in Landbeach, just 5 miles north of Cambridge. So we brought the sheaf along, and it's going, until we raise enough funds, it's going every week to a different destination around Cambridgeshire.
I really like that idea of actually taking it around the county, because it's quite good visually to see it. It's okay to talk about it, but when you see what you've got to, because the sheaf itself, what sort of material is the sheaf? I mean, it's long straw, but it is, what would you decide long straw to be? Is it hay? Is it, what would it be?
You're right. So it would have been originally, grown in a farmer's field. So this is hand-drawn long straw. And we estimate we need around 5 tonnes to rethatch the barn.
Yeah, possibly 6 tonnes. I mean, it's quite a large area to roof. But it's a fantastic medieval building. It's almost 600 years old, we are told. In fact, originally, when we first started trying to save it, we thought that it was early Tudor, but it's 100 years older than that. It's really quite something.
Yeah, I read about it. It's a medieval and not even 16th century, so it's got a lot of history, lots of history on who owned it, where it's all been, but at the moment it's owned and leased by you, but it's owned by the district council. You've got a 99 year lease.
That's right, we've got a draft 99 year lease from South Cam's district council on nil rent, so essentially they're gifting it to us, but in return we've got to restore and maintain it. So that's our challenge at the moment. So people are able to donate if they'd like to online at our tithebarntrust.org.uk website, and we want to maximise public access, and we've currently got education and group visits happening, but we want to do more of that. So once it's restored, our aim is to get it restored next spring, summer. Then we should be able to do so much more. This year we've got lots of events that are planned as well that the public are able to come along to. We've got theatre events. There's a Shakespeare performance being done by the Cambridge School of Visual and Performing Arts for us for free. All sorts of, we've got music.
Something for everyone, really.
There really is, yeah. And it's all free, but obviously donations are always welcome towards
vital. Restoration. Absolutely vital. And I see on the 3rd of May, you've got this fantastic free talk. You've got David Gretsch, is that architect and lecturer, talking about the particular tithe barn or in general?
In general, so he's talking about, he's a lecturer at the Institute of Continuing Education for the University of Cambridge, and he's got fabulous wealth of experience as an architect. And he's doing, head-to-head talk, exploring vernacular architecture, which obviously really appropriate because it will be in this beautiful timber frame tithe barn, which is all part of it.
The history to Robert, sorry, you were going to say something. Did you want to say?
Well, it's unique in as much that we believe it's the only tithe barn in Cambridgeshire which has not been altered in any way. Mm. And the floor of it, brick, possibly dating back to 1750, and some of the woods where the granary side of it was, where you stored the grain, is probably significant to any tithe barn in England. So we are desperate to save it for posterity, for the use thereof, and for educational purposes, all sorts of reasons. Mm. And it would be marvellous to do just that. We are desperate so to do.
Well, it's great that you're coming in today. It sounds like the whole community of Landbeach have been really coming together to try and support you. And there's only so much support you can have, but you also need to get the funds in as well. Now, how have you been doing that? What particular things are going to be happening that we can get involved in?
So absolutely. So we've launched our Sponsor a Sheaf campaign, so the public can go online and donate towards that. We've been incredibly incredibly lucky. We've had over £60,000 worth of public donations, so we're a quarter of the way there, but we estimate that we need to raise a total of £240,000. So it's completely doable, but we obviously need that little bit of extra help and support. So we've been busy applying for grants, but the more that we can receive from the public as well, the more likely our grant applications are likely to be successful.
You do a lot on social media, which I think is really, really important. And as much as it physically being there and supporting it, it is quite important, I think, to have a social media account. So you've got Facebook and you've got a website as well, haven't you? And I'm sure more and more people will get involved in that. And have you been able to approach businesses and as well into this? Do they become quite interested?
We've got a couple of local businesses, but absolutely, you know, we're not. That's something that we'd always be willing to accept more volunteers who've got that fundraising experience. So if there's anybody out there listening that would like to help us, absolutely. Something that we've not sort of tapped into, but we'd love to. We'd welcome any help from local businesses. And it's not just been locals really from Lambeach that have supported us. It's from the wider area as well. That's been wonderful to see all of that support, you know, from much further afield, not even just Cambridgeshire.
And what's been the reaction as you've taken the sheath around? What's been the reaction to people when they see it? Because I suppose people don't really understand. They just see a thatched roof. They don't actually really see the depth or the thick part to it. It's quite a big adventure, isn't it? Or big... to actually thatch something like that.
It's a big undertaking, yeah. You're right. Yeah, and at the moment as well, the you can't even see the thatch because it's covered in tarpaulin to protect it from the water getting in. But yeah, you're quite right. So we are these mad people wandering around Cambridgeshire with this sheaf of straw to raise that awareness and that get that kind of publicity. So when it was first launched, we took it for a punt down the River Cam, and that was tourists were even stopping just to take photographs of that as well. And it's been for a pint at the Wheat Sheaf pub. It's been all over, hasn't it? It's been to Ely, to Cromwell House. Yep, you name it, and all, the public can suggest as well where it can go every week. So yeah, you're right. We've got Twitter account and Instagram and all sorts. So yeah, get online and follow us.
And do people like to touch it? Do they really want to get that sort of feeling of what? Or do they just look and think that is a...
I think
I'm looking at it now and it's about a metre high, isn't it? And it's quite substantial.
It's looking a bit tatty because we've been dragging it around for months now.
So it needs a bit of a brush and a haircut
does,
and a trim.
Yeah, it needs a bit of TLC. We might have to ask the lovely local thatcher to give us another one. So
actually, talking of thatchers, tell us about the thatchers. Have you got them all lined up ready as and when you raise the funds for... 5 to 6 tons of this.
Yeah, it's
Are they all ready and waiting? Have they given you an estimate how long it will take to actually do? Or are you going to be able to do it in parts?
We're hoping, as long as we secure the funding, that it'd be cheaper and easier to do it all in one go. So, but the frame itself needs some strengthening first before it'll be able to take the weight of the new thatch on top. So, yeah, it's quite a big undertaking. But it is, you know, it's lots of skilled people that we're going to need, skilled craftsmen as well. So again, if any volunteers listening as well that want to get involved, that are carpenters or, you know, we're always open to offers of help, not just money.
You need to be on one of those TV programs, don't you? So the ones that rebuild a house, yeah, or a room in one day. You need that sort of publicity. Let's hope we can get that for you.
Yeah.
Now, Robert, you are, of course, the membership secretary, but you both obviously are incredibly and heroically involved in this. How did you both get involved in this particular...
Well, I was chairman of the Lambeach Society for some years, and part of the Lambeach Society was really formed to save the Tithe Barn. And in those days, back in the early 70s, we could do that sort of thing. But subsequently, money became really at a premium, excuse the pun, but the Lambeach Society hadn't the funds to maintain it. So we had a lease from South Cams, which we then rescinded, and they took it back, which they now have, of course. They actually own the barn. But at the time, we had people coming to look at the barn. In the late 70s, we were able to rethatch it with money which the village people managed to get together. But of course, that sort of thing isn't possible today.
And that's why the Tithon Trust was formed, so a new charity to restore and take care of it, you know, make that sustainable future as well. That's really important for us, so that we're not, you know, needing to raise money again in 30 years' time when it needs the rethatching, that it gets that use and ongoing sustainability. So that's really important.
That is really important, actually, sustainability and making sure that you are actually making money along the way. So once it's built and it's rethatched, you're going to be using it. It's not going to be left there again to sort of fester and just, I mean, that's the whole point of making sure that, and all the community and anyone can come along, can't they, and visit?
Absolutely. You know, that's all part of our plan. So we've invited the public to give us suggestions about ideas and thoughts and things like farmers markets, which would be really appropriate, have come back as things that would be very popular to do. But community cinema, we had the Cambridge Film Trust, were fantastic, came last autumn and put on our first community cinema event, and it just, you know, demonstrated what a unique space it is for something like community cinema. It's just, you know, it's a beautiful background and backdrop to watch film, but also, you know, theatre, all sorts of events, weddings, you name it.
It's big enough to do it, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's huge, but that's why obviously you need so much long straw to do it. But I really love the idea, though, of you taking it on tour, a sheath of long straw too. I think that's a really, really clever way of getting people to see exactly what involved and making it, I don't know, something that people can visualise and look at and obviously relate back to that. And I wish you all the best. I really do. And I really hope you might get on that programme where you could be build in one day or build in a week. That'd be fantastic, wouldn't
idea.
It?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
Need to get that sorted. But anyway, Gemma O'Shea and Robert Stripe from the Tithe Barn in Landbeach. Fantastic. And it was lovely to have you here today.
Oh, thank you.
And I wish you all the very best.